If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boom!
Bada. Bada.
Boom. I was right. Skull Rock was north.
Seriously, you're serious?
Mm-hmm.
This is Skull Rock, okay? You're totally, absolutely, 100% wrong. Right now!
Yes. And no.
Oh my God.
This compass worked correctly when we left the Wheelers. It was correct when we got in the car on Curly, but it started to slip the further east we went. Now, it's way off. When I was leading us here, I wasn't wrong. The compass was.
So you're using faulty equipment, dude. You're still wrong.
Except it isn't faulty. Lucas, do you remember what can affect a compass?
An electromagnetic field.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I must have skipped that class.
In the presence of a stronger electromagnetic field, the needle will deflect towards that power. So either there's some super big magnet around here, or
there's a gate.
But we're nowhere near the lab.
But what if, somehow, there's another gate? A gate that we don't know about. It'd have to be smaller, way less powerful.
Snack-size gate.
How? Why?
No idea. All I know is that something is causing this disturbance, and the last time we've seen anything like it, it was a gate. And I hope it is, because then we'd have a way to Vecna and a shot at freeing Max from this curse.
Where are you going? Hey. Eddie's still a wanted man. We can't just go for a hike in the woods.
This little steel capsule might be the key to saving both Max and Eddie. What say you, Eddie the Banished?
I say you're asking me to follow you into Mordor, which, if I'm totally straight with you, I think it's a really bad idea. But, the Shire is burning. So Mordor it is.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, guys. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I just made up that song to kind of try to encapsulate how I feel. Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to another episode of Stranger Things Forever, where today I'm going to try to focus on the next 10 minutes of The Dive, minutes 40 to 50. But here's the thing. Guys, it's happening tomorrow. It's finally here. We're getting the official trailer to Stranger Things 5. So here's the deal. Today, business as usual. You know, we're going to jump into the next 10 minutes and talk more about the dive. But tomorrow, there will hopefully be two episodes of Stranger Danger coming out. One, talking about the next 10 minutes, part 6 of the dive. But the other one, I want to focus solely on that trailer. I don't want the trailer to be part of, you know, a Stranger Things Forever where people might miss it, be like, oh, I don't want to talk. He's not talking about the trailer. Skip. I want to have a very special standalone episode where we go through that trailer. I probably am going to try to record myself watching it for the first time to get my instant reaction. I'm sure that the trailer is going to have some things we've seen already, but there's going to be a lot of new stuff I can imagine. And I feel like we're going to get some cool song, some 80s song that's reimagined or like just adapted to fit perfectly with the season. I'm trying to think if every season gave us something like that. I don't remember with two, but I believe it was season three that gave us Baba O'Reilly, right? Am I correct? I'm not looking it up, so I'm hoping I'm right. Season four, of course, gave us Separate Ways. That was a classic use of Separate Ways. So I wonder if we will. I know we get something in the teaser, a cool song, but I'm wondering if we're going to get a more well-known song to be gearing up for Stranger Things 5 and also for the year, which I believe is going to be 1987. Again, I think I'm correct. Based on, I think, might have been the Doritos can that I had. Something said 1987 on it. So I'm wondering if we're going, this is my guess. I feel like I've talked about this before. I don't want to get tagged with copyright for posting the song, so I'm not going to post the song. Here, I'm going to pick up my acoustic right now, and I'm going to attempt to play what I think could be the song on the trailer. Ready? I'm just this. This is what I want. Oh, look at that. I can't even do it. You know. Come on, you know what it is. That is. She's got a smile that it seems to me. Now, will it be that? I mean, if that song is played during the trailer, I might lose my poop. But I am expecting that song to be somewhere in this season. And if I'm wrong about Sweet Child of Mine, maybe Welcome to the Jungle? That would kind of be cool too. We have to get some Guns N' Roses in Stranger Things 5. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's the big thing I'm hoping for. Whether it's in the trailer or in the actual season, we have to get some... We have to get some GNR. Now, besides that, I am just excited to watch the trailer, to discuss the trailer. So get ready for 100% a trailer episode tomorrow and more and fairly likely that another episode of Stranger Things Forever. But that's it. No more talking about that. Let's now go focus on the next 10 minutes of The Dive. So we pick up in the woods with our friends. Nancy just said that surge of energy was Vecna attacking Patrick. And Robin's like, well, I guess we're one step closer. And they're all kind of talking like we know how Vecna attacks and where he attacks from. And now we just need to sneak into his lair, to the upside down, and drive a stake through his heart. I thought that was kind of funny that Steve's like, wait, like, is he a vampire? They're like, it's a metaphor, Steve. A bullet should probably work or chop off his head. But here's the issue. They can't figure out how to get into the upside down. Steve laments, like, I wish we had, they're like, everything was easier when we had that girl with superpowers. And Eddie's like, oh, yeah, you mentioned her. Great, great, great. And then they notice Dustin kind of, you know, pacing around, kind of feel like just kind of seemingly on his own. And that's when you get the moment at the beginning that I played at the beginning of this episode, the Dustin Henderson, overly confident, a little talk. He talks down to people a little bit. It's just the way he is, where he goes, boom, bada boom. And this is where he explains he was right, but he was wrong. Skull Rock was north, but now the compass is totally messed up. And why is it messed up? Because it shouldn't be messed up. It's messed up when there's a lot of magnetic energy. And he says to Lucas, you know, what can affect a compass? An electromagnetic field. And they know that what causes a large electromagnetic field, but a gate. That means they think there must be a gate somewhere nearby, a smaller gate, maybe because it's not a strong electromagnetic field and the compass isn't going cuckoo bananas. But they said it has to be a smaller gate, way less powerful. But why? How? They have no idea how. And I remember going, yeah, how? Why? And then I remembered, oh, right. There is a reason that the gates happen. But again, we don't know exactly where that gate is. I mean, we know. We know where it is. But really, they're just all standing there. And Dustin is like, all right, come on, let's go. Like, he's ready to leave right away. This is our one chance of freeing Max from this curse. And they're like, Eddie's still a wanted man. They're like, okay, well, I mean, this is our key. Like, what do you say, Eddie? And that's when he's like, I'll follow you into Mordor. Of course, they're all ready to go. Very, if you don't know, it's references to Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Of course, Steve's too cool. He's like, what the hell is Mordor? Like, he doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. So they head off and we leave Hawkins and we go into Eleven's memories. I guess that's the best way to describe it. And Brenner talks about that they're going to be playing a game. And the rules of the game are quite simple. Stay in your circle. So there's two circles drawn on the floor of the room they're in chalk. And basically you go into, one person goes in each circle, they get blindfolded, and then they use their superpowers to push the other one out of the circle. He puts two in there against six, and basically two destroys everybody. It's like he just powers through everybody. And he actually says, though, you know, this is very important. If you allow anger or emotion to evade your thoughts, you will fail, which is very different than, this is what Brenner says, then two goes through and just takes out everybody. And the only one left is 11. Now 11 goes up there and the orderly's like, good luck. And 11 gets pushed, but she holds her ground. And then she has a vision of the flashback when the orderly says, you know, that one found his strength in the memory from his past. Something that made him sad, but also angry. Do you have a memory like that? We get her thinking about her mother coming in again. And that makes her so angry that she smashes into the wall, like into the mirror. The kid like takes his blindfold off. He is shook. He's like, oh, what's going on here? And Brenda's like, well, it looks like we have a new winner. But he does glance over at the orderly. Now, we all know who the orderly is and what happens. But that's a little tease right there, almost like, what did he tell her? Did he tell her something? She seems almost too powerful. Is she using his methods? Which seems to be in stark contrast, or I should say one's methods, which seems to be in stark contrast to what Brenner just said about, you know, not using your emotions and your anger. So we leave the Nina Project, we leave Eleven's memories, and we go over to Mother Russia, where we have Murray, Yuri, and Joyce. They're overlooking they were walking in the snow for a while. I guess Yuri at least led them in the right direction, and they're looking over this small village, this small town, and he says, I present you Kizran. And he points out the church. He says, that's Yuri's warehouse. Joyce, like, it looks like a church. He's like, let's see what miracle it holds. So they go into the church. Yuri realizes that someone is going through his peanut butter. He's like, I told you, it's really important. It's really popular. But Murray's like, weapons, where are the weapons? And they open up a box. He gets a crate out, opens up a box, and you see a bunch of rifles. And he's like, you like this? Wait till you see my flamethrower. And they're like, yeah, we don't have time for show and tell. You know, we need to get going. And I love that he says a comment like, is she always like this? And Murray cocks the gun. He's like, keys, map, let's go. Like he is in charge. And so they take out a map. He says, we need to go here. It's about 2-hour drive. But they're like, I don't see anything. He's like, because it's not on the map, but it is here. And he's like, how do we know you're not leading us into some trap? He goes, because I don't need to. You want to break into one of the deadliest prison in all of Motherlands. It's a suicide mission. And I love this. They're like, who said anything about breaking in? And what they basically tell him the plan. Oh, see, you were planning on turning us in over to the warden, right? And Yuri thinks he figured it out. He's like, oh, I see. I'll bring you in as prisoners and then set you free inside the walls. He's like, okay, it's risky, but it might work. They're like, yeah, no, that's not going to be happening. And they tell him basically, you are going to be Murray. And Murray says, and I'm going to be Yuri. And then he's like, I don't follow. And they're like, don't worry. Oh my God. That's it. Time. Like, he doesn't understand what's going on. And he's like, I don't understand. He goes, you're going to be me and I'm going to be you. I don't get it. And they say, don't worry. And then the time goes. I was 1 second off from ending this scene with the perfect end of the role and ending this scene like right at the 50-minute mark, but I'm not going to break the rules. I'm a stickler to the rules, and therefore, this is where the episode must end. But can I be honest? As much as I enjoyed talking about this 10 minutes, we're all thinking about the trailer, but let's recap quickly. What did we learn about these last 10 minutes? We learned why Dustin was freaking out, like acting weird around the compass. He thinks he figured out a way to find a gate. So now they can get to the Upside Down and they can get to Vecna. We also learned that Eleven is quite powerful when she uses her emotions. But is that what Brenner wants her to do? I don't know. So we learned kind of more about Eleven's past. And then lastly, we learned that Yuri did leave Murray and Joyce to his warehouse. And now they're going to flip the script and use him as the prisoner, as the quote unquote American prisoner, to allow them to get into the prison. And that is it. Short and sweet. But I think we're going to see a lot of these episodes short and sweet so that I can get them out. Now, I don't want to, you know, skip over things. I don't want to short shrift. Is that the right word? But I do want to get these out. So I'm going to try to, I actually have the transcript of the episodes in front of me, which makes it much easier. I watch the 10 minutes. I find the block of where in the transcript of where I cover. And it makes it so much easier to go by memory and some words in front of you than taking all these crazy notes, which takes up a lot more time. So this allows me more time to focus on talking to you, and it allows me more time to get ready for the Stranger Things 5 trailer tomorrow. So I will see you tomorrow, and I hope you will tune in. I hope you follow me on TikTok at Geek Mentality Mike or at the Fans.Experts YouTube channel to watch me watching the trailer. That's going to come out sometime tomorrow. Then there will be an episode where I go over the trailer in great detail. And of course, if there's time permitting, I will also cover the next 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4, Chapter 6, The Dive. But until then, my friends, you can follow me everywhere else at Geek Mentality. I already said Geek Mentality Mike on Blue Sky, not on Blue Sky, on TikTok. Of course, the Facebook page, Fans.Experts, but I barely do anything there. The YouTube channel, Fans.Experts, every episode of Stranger Danger is there as well. And you can find everything at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. I will see you tomorrow, my friends. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Get ready for the trailer, stranger friends. And until tomorrow, remember, you and I, we are the ones that will keep Stranger Things alive forever. Boop, 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 bitty, boop.
Fans, not experts.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.